Morning. We continue with Chayyadim. Chamem. We're looking at the last point over here in Simeon Yud Gimel. Our kashas tzrocha beemsa suda shein tzarich lebrach hamotzi. In the case a person is going to be washing during the middle of the meal, he went to the bathroom during the middle of the meal, and he's washing his hands. So the person, if a person is planning to continue to eat bread at that point in time, presents the chiyuv to wash a valid netilah with all the halachas of the seal shadayim. And the Chayyadim is going to discuss in the next simonim if one must make a bracha valentil shadayim in that situation as well. This is a big machlokes. The Chayyadim's approach is that there is a chiyuv of valentil shadayim b'emsa suda. So a person goes to the bathroom in the middle of the meal and then subsequently washes his hands. He says the bracha of valentil shadayim to allow him to go to continue to eat bread. But there's no need to say a nuhamotzi. It's not considered a hesek hadas. He needs a nuhamotzi. So here he's washing, but there's no issue of hefsek between the natila and the hamotzi because al natil sedayim. There's no hamotzi being said. There's no issue of hefsek between the al natil sedayim and the hamotzi. So there, the bracha will be al natil sedayim and asher yatzar. Then continue your meal. So he'll make the bracha of Asher Yitzar, and then continue the meal. Now, obviously, you only make the bracha of Asher Yitzar if you're planning to eat the amount of bread that point onwards, which would be chayiv in the bracha. So, a person is planning to eat a kabeya of pas at that point, from that point further in the meal, which we mentioned already is the size of one slice of rye bread from the middle of a 2 pound loaf of rye bread. If a person is planning to eat that much more bread, he would make a bracha of al natil sedayim according to the Chayyadim. If a person is only planning to eat a small amount of bread from that point onwards or no bread at all, so then there's no bracha of al natil sedayim. So he's going to make this bracha of al natil sedayim, and then he's also going to make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, obviously, and that's going to be the correct order. He does not need to do 2 natilas because there's no issue of hefsek. So the Chayyadim sees the issue of hefsek. There's an issue of hefsek between al natil sedayim and hamotzi. Now we've already mentioned multiple times that the Shulchan Aruch really does not see there's an issue of hefsek. The issue of hefsek is between al natil sedayim and the meal. So over here, obviously, that's not going to be an issue. A person's b'emtsa suda, there's not a hefsek hadas in that situation. Now, the Chayyadim continues in Simeon Yudal and discusses this issue. Does a person make a bracha if he has to wash his hands in the middle of the meal? So one example which we've just given is a person goes to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, so he's touching parts of his body which are not clean. His hands might become not clean as well. So the person's definitely mechuyev to wash his hands before he goes back to his meal. It's similarly, Mishnah Nag and Simeon Yudal, Be'em Sasura B'Shuk, he touches any part of the body which is normally covered, for example, his leg, his pelvic area, etc. He scratches his head. So scratching your head is considered you're getting into the dandruff and all of the things which are on the sweaty, smelly, dirty things which come when you rub your head, come off when you rub your head. That's mechayev and atila. Oy shehishtin, a person went to the bathroom from Eric Lyam. Tzarech lachzor v'litol yadav. In all these situations, a person washes one's hands. But v'vein tzarech levarach al natila sedayim. But these are not mechayev and nubrachav al natila sedayim. Aval oy se tzrochav. Ashenaga betinov mamish, ashenaga b'meiraglav, tzarech levarach. But if a person relieves himself for gedolim, or a person touches such types of items, or a person touches meraglayim, so then he washes hands again with a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah agrees with the opinion of the Chayyadim on this issue as well, that a person, see, the Chayyadim is making a pshar over here. In some places, it seems to indicate that a person washes one's hands without a bracha. Some places seem to indicate he washes one's hands with a bracha. So he differentiates between the level of dirtiness which a person has reached. So if it's a high level of dirtiness, like a person is defecating or touching feces or touching the meraglayim, so actually touching the meraglayim, in these situations, a person would make a bracha. The person would wash one's hands and make a bracha. But if it's the lesser level of dirtying oneself, a person would wash one's hands without a bracha. I'm going to talk about this more in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.